Hachette Audio presents Brain Reboot, New Treatments for Healing Depression. Written by Michael Henry, MD. Read by Robert Petkoff. Be sure to look for your bonus PDF of resources from the book. Introduction. Don't give up hope. Many people find themselves feeling engulfed by despair and hopelessness, which is basically the definition of depression. Whatever brought you to this book, whether it is you or someone close to you who is suffering from depression, know that here you will find its opposite: hope. Even if you have tried medications and therapy and they haven't worked, meaning you have what professionals have deemed treatment-resistant depression, you might not have heard about some of the options you'll learn about here. What's more, myths about these treatments may have caused you or the professionals helping you to overlook them. Much in the field of depression treatment has changed in recent years, and interventions you have not considered might turn out to be key to regaining your mental health and well-being. Brain Reboot offers practical insight into the treatments that are available when the medications, psychotherapy, and faith-based approaches you may have already tried didn't bring the needed relief from the symptoms of depression. In addition to providing the science underlying each treatment, we will discuss the nuts and bolts of deciding whether they are for you and how to access them if you decide to proceed with them. You will learn about what to look for when seeking out a clinic or individual provider. Also, we will discuss the medical conditions that need to be considered and managed prior to and during the treatment, as well as the common side effects people experience with each of the treatments. In the closing chapters of the book, I will provide you with a brief overview of the new technologies that are being deployed in depression, such as genomics, as well as a quick look at other novel treatments in the development pipeline. Brain Reboot started out as a way to reassure people suffering from severe depression and who had been referred for electroconvulsive therapy, ECT, that old-fashioned shock therapy had been modernized and is safe and highly effective. It is a treatment I have successfully used to help thousands of patients. This large number, in part, reflects the fact that for most of my professional career as a psychiatrist, I have been the director of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?